As air flows through a carburetor, it expands rapidly. At the same time, fuel is forced into the airstream and the fuel is vaporized. The expansion of the air and the vaporization of the fuel causes a sudden drop in temperature, a sudden cooling of the fuel-air mixture, which may cause ice to form inside the carburetor. It would depend on the humidity of the air. The possibility of icing should always be considered when operating in conditions where temperature is between 20 degrees Fahrenheit and 70 degrees Fahrenheit and the relative humidity is high. Carburetor heat preheats the air before it enters the carburetor, and it prevents carburetor ice from forming, or it melts any carburetor ice which may have formed. When the carburetor heat is applied, the heated air that enters the carburetor is less dense. This causes the fuel-air mixture to become richer, and this in turn decreases engine output and increases operating temperatures. In other words, when you apply carburetor heat, the engine is going to decrease in RPM. It's going to slow down. It's going to run less efficiently because you're dumping a lot of warm air into the engine, which is less dense, and it causes the fuel-air mixture to become enriched. During your engine run-up, prior to departure from a high-altitude airport, you may notice slight engine roughness, which is not affected by the magneto check, but which grows worse during the carburetor heat check. Hey, that's the exact same phraseology as a test question. Let me read you the test question. Quote, during the run-up at a high-elevation airport, a pilot notices a slight engine roughness that is not affected by the magneto check, but grows worse during the carburetor heat check. Under these circumstances, what would be the most logical initial action? Well, the answer is check the results obtained with a leaner setting of the mixture. When you're operating at high-elevation airports, you may have to lean the mixture in order for the engine to operate normally. The point is, when you're operating at a high-altitude airport, you may have to lean the mixture in order to correct the problem of a rough magneto check. At high-elevation airports, you may need to taxi with the mixture control partially leaned. In an airplane with a fixed-pitch propeller, the first indication of carburetor ice would likely be a decrease in engine RPM. If you're operating an aircraft with a fuel injection system, you don't have a carburetor, and so carburetor icing is not a problem. There are hazards, icing hazards, when you operate aircraft without carburetors. You could still get induction system icing, and generally a fuel injection system is considered to be less susceptible to icing than carburetor systems are. Instead of carburetor heat on a fuel injection system, you have what's called alternate air. You have an alternate air control instead of a carburetor heat control. And in a carbureted system, the carburetor heat control is an alternate form of induction air because you're getting induction air coming through a heat shroud and then it goes into the carburetor. Usually, carburetor heat controls bypass the air cleaner.